College by Susan Barton. College for adults with untreated dyslexia can be a nightmare, as this man shared. I am 38 years old. A friend urged me to attend a talk you were giving in Ohio. What I learned astounded me. I have many of the problems you shared. In grade school and high school, I struggled so hard academically, was called names and told, "You're lazy, you're not trying hard enough, you're stupid," etc. I failed second grade, and time after time, I failed math and spelling. Hours upon hours were spent trying to teach me how to tell time. Homework sessions all ended the same way, with me in tears, my father yelling, screaming, and pounding his fist on the table. You have no idea what it was like. After high school, I did a variety of jobs, but I wanted more. Friends told me, college will be easier now that you're older. So at age 36, I enrolled in college, put my heart and soul into studying and homework, but it was just like elementary and high school all over again. I have been struggling in college for 2 years. I have failed basic math 3 times. My spelling is atrocious at best. And I spend so much time doing homework because I have to read things multiple times to get the meaning. I have no idea what to do. Can you help me? With accommodations, adults with dyslexia can often succeed, as this woman shared. My dyslexia was not discovered until I was a junior in college. That year, I broke the thumb on my writing hand. During my recovery period, when I could not write, I was provided with a copy of lecture notes, and I was allowed to take tests orally. For the first time ever, I made the dean's list. Yet most colleges require current testing before they will provide accommodations, and testing is expensive, as this certified Barton tutor knows. I have been tutoring a severely dyslexic boy who is being raised by his grandmother, who is also dyslexic. One of her sons had many problems in school with reading and spelling. He abused drugs and alcohol in his early 20s, but he has been clean for 12 years now. Yet he is still unable to hold down a job. He was recently given a grant to attend a local community college, but the college will not let him use their reading machines or provide any accommodations until he provides a current written diagnosis of dyslexia. The grandmother of my student cannot afford the cost of testing. She is stretched to the limit to pay for her grandson's private tutoring. Where can he go for free or low-cost testing? He absolutely must have accommodations in college, or else he is going to fail again. Parents, you can change this by working together to pass laws to force public schools to screen for dyslexia during the early grades. Congratulations to Arkansas, whose governor signed their dyslexia bill into law this morning, thanks to the efforts of hundreds of parents and caring teachers.